What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Bass, and y'all tuned in to another episode of Ends Podcast. This episode, I'm gonna be real, this might be a touchy subject, and I understand that there might be some people out there that be like, oh man, this topic's a little subjective, and they might not understand the value of this conversation, but you know me, I don't give a fuck that much. So, I'm gonna just hit it right on the head, man. Hey, if you're looking for brand ambassadors or for somebody to really model your stuff, right now you see everybody going to the Instagram models, the one, you know, slim in the waist, you feel me, real thick, probably got a pretty face. Them work, but y'all gotta start showing these BBWs some motherfucking love. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I ain't gonna say y'all got to, but they one of the best kept secrets in the game right now. Some people is catching that drift, but some people not. There's something, all right, because, and don't take it the wrong way, like some people look at the BBW as like the sexy underdog. And that might go over your head like the sexy underdog. What the fuck is this nigga Bass talking about? What I mean by the sexy underdog is, now that a lot of people are really getting older, they starting to look at it like, dang, BBWs is actually really sexy. They just a little bigger. So a lot of people won't just be like, you know, they won't just openly come out and just be like, oh man, I'm digging that, woo, woo, woo. But if you post one, they gonna like the hell out of it. They gonna like the hell out of it. And it's also empowering. Cause it's like, it's because when people see that, what they see is confidence. You feel me? They see self-esteem. And they're going to take an extra note that beauty is going to be even more amplified is because they're going to be like, who you think you are? Look at that. Like, who she think she is? Like, okay. Like, she know who she is. She bad as hell. You feel me? Like, that's why BBW models is like even more powerful than just having like a regular Instagram model. It's because what they stand for. You feel me? Like, they're in a society, a time where they're not the most accepted. So when they stand up, they stand out. And most BBW models are beautiful anyway. Most BBW women is just beautiful. I mean, that's why it's called BBW, big beautiful woman. So it's like when they do stand up and people really get to see who they truly are, people like, damn, she beautiful as hell. Hell yeah. Strut your shit, talk your shit. Now imagine when she's standing up loud and proud, it's with your shit on. That's where we're in the business aspect where a lot of people start to really fail at. And they don't realize that that's where a lot of the bigger women is more so winning. And they never been losing. It's just that when it come down to marketing, they haven't been winning because people haven't really been trying to spend them dollars on them. But when you start looking at the Vogue cover that Lizzo just did, why, and she been getting so much press about it, like, man, it's a new turn and leap. Like, man, she didn't made a bigger step for just everybody, just in general, just for, you know, black people, women, and just for her being a bigger woman, being on the cover of Vogue. Like, she just crushed a lot of stereotypes. But it's like, that's what they stand for in general. They crush stereotypes. So if your brand crush stereotypes, align yourself with powerful women that crush stereotypes. Like, behind every great king was a queen. So behind every great brand is an ambassador. And you want to also make sure that ambassador align with what you got going on. And to say that not every brand needs that, but, and I ain't trying to tell you to go clout chasing if you really don't, you know, if you really not going to be genuine about it, don't just try to use and abuse. We always about, you know, being genuine and understanding that, because we are the voice of the culture, and one culture in particular we just talking about is them BBWs, and understanding what that whole model industry, what that whole industry is doing right now. Because more BBWs are standing up. And when they stand up, they realize like, hey, like I'm standing on something. Like, yeah, you were beautiful. Just that the world didn't want to show you that. And a lot of these brands, a lot of these companies are now starting to really rock with that because they see like when they stand up, they're getting that love. They're getting that attention that the same that they thought only the models, that the, you know, the slim in the waist, but thick in the, you know, The rump shakers don't only get, because most BBWs have all the curves that man desires. And then they also got the confidence that you feel through the image, because you understand it takes a lot for a BBW to stand up, because it's so many different stereotypes and stigmas and opinions and criticism that they get for just being their size or just, you feel me, not fitting the standard image. So if you have one of those brands where you're going against the grain and you're trying to set yourself apart, but you also want to be able to cater to a market, man, BBWs. And I say big, beautiful women. And I call them BBWs, you know. And that's the reason why, like, even when it came down to, you know, Ends Fashion and Ends Merchandise, somebody was like, dang, like, you need to make something for, you know, women that got, you know, that's a little bit more thicker in the, you know, thick in the legs, you feel me? Like, because she was like, you know, like, I like those leggings or I like those sweatpants you got, but I got a little bit more hips. I got a little, you know, so I stuttered. She had a little bit more thighs to it, you feel me? She had a little bit more thighs. So she was like, you need to make something for us too. I'm like, hell yeah. Like, you most definitely, that made something I seen in it. I'm like, damn, my shit look dope on you. Like, you feel me? Like, you most definitely is right. It kind of opened up my own eyes and perspective, because it was like, you feel me? Even I was, you know, acknowledging and recognizing her beauty when she had on my own stuff. And I'm like, damn, you most definitely right. I need to put more stuff like this. You feel me? I need to cater to, you know, to the BBW industry, you feel me? Because I feel like enough brands and enough, you know, like just brands nowadays, they don't, some do, because they starting to realize that, hey, it is some bad BBWs out here. I'm talking about some bad BBWs out here that's killing it. And the one thing about them is they got a confidence that can be felt through the camera, that can be felt through the phone. That's what people don't understand, because it's like when so many people are telling you, are basically trying to give you a reason to feel like you ain't shit, and you still stand up confidently and say and stand there with that aura like, I am the shit, that shit can be felt. When they say images speak a thousand words, that's one of them. Now imagine that I'm the shit vibe and they got your shit on. Come on, pick up what I'm putting down. Show love to the BBWs. Hey, if they don't, we do. The family fucks with you. Is, you know, we show love to everybody, but today we're talking about the BBWs. I show love to the BBWs. You should show love to the BBWs. We all love BBWs. They're some of the best brand ambassadors that's out there. And if you need you one, you need to go get you one. We got brand ambassadors, so if you need one, come holler at us. But also, we use our own brand ambassadors for the own clothes that we be pushing and rocking. If y'all think we lying, go ahead and check out our Instagram and check out our page. You feel me? But because me personally, I'm from Detroit. Only thing I grew up on was curves. I love me some curves. And you know, I can't really do much with a stick figure. I just love that confidence. I love that aura. I love that, you know, I just love all that. You feel me? I just love everything that comes with it. But it's your boy Bass, man. I ain't going to get too much into it, man, because that episode going to start to switch over a little bit. We want to keep it more cordial. We want to keep it professional, you know, but we want to keep it honest. We want to keep it real. You feel me? But it's your boy Bass. I'm tuning out. I like if y'all can, you know, show some love. Go ahead and hit that like button. Share it with a friend or something like that. You feel me? Or go ahead and cop some of that Ends merch that we were just talking about. The link is down below in the descriptions. And also, man, leave us a voice message. Y'all heard that we the voice of the culture, right? So we want to hear your voice, man. Send us a little affirmation, man. Tell us how much you fuck with the podcast. Or you can go all against the grain and, you know, send us a question. Who knows? Your question might be introduced or might be used for the next episode. It's your boy Bass. It's Ends Podcast, and we out.